Everyone, welcome to your podcast number 20. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran, and I am joined by my co-host, Mr. Mike Dell. Good morning, Mike. I can't even talk this morning. How are you?
Well, it's pretty early over there. We record this at 10 a.m. Eastern time, and I think, what is that, 5 a.m. your time, Todd?
Yeah, and I actually hit the snooze button this morning, too, so I still think I have morning voice, but good morning, and everyone, welcome to your podcast, and we've got a great show lined up for you today, and of course, we're going to start this right out by, we announced a new product yesterday, Mike. We announced Podcast Mirror.
Yes, last Wednesday. We're recording ahead of time, you know. But yes, Podcast Mirror is a service that does what it says. It mirrors your podcast feed for a myriad of reasons that you might need this or might need this. It's quite a comprehensive thing.
Yeah, it's something that we've been working on for a while. We saw some unique needs and niches within the space. And oftentimes we get requests, for example, for people to be able to use our podcast statistics on a third-party hosting service that they're with. In other words, maybe they're hosting over some other company and they want to use our stats and they can't. So this is going to give them an option to be able to do that. They're going to be able to, this is a potential, it is a full-on feed burner replacement. So we know that there's a lot of active shows still using feed burner, and this give those folks the ability to move to a service that is maintained and updated and is podcast centric and is not really, you know, this is not actually designed for bloggers. It's designed for podcasters. So it's an option there. And there's a myriad of reasons you want to improve the listener experience. When someone clicks on an RSS feed, they won't see all that code. They'll see a nicely formatted page. But, you know, I think the list is pretty comprehensive. We've seen companies like, there's the caching companies, and and that's their specific job in life. And they, sometimes they have trouble with feeds. And you'll basically publish your podcast, and like if you're using Cloudflare, for example, you publish your feed, and then, you know, 6 hours later, the feed finally updates. Well, what we do is we know how to work around that, and we're able to pull that feed long before it would be refreshed on their platform, and be able to, you know, have that feed up and ready and delivering your content to content creators. Now, this is, again, it's not going to be for everyone, but we've enabled HTTPS on it, so everyone gets a secure RSS feed as well. So there's a lot of stuff that happens, and also this thing's a rocket ship, and we build it so that uptime is important as well, of course, in podcasting and any time you have a feed. And we've got 99.9, and I've been corrected. I thought it was 4 9s, and I just said, no, it's not 4 9s, it's 3 9s, so it's 99.999% uptime. So that's still pretty doggone good, don't you think, Mike?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that last 9 doesn't matter a whole lot. This thing's just going to be up all the time. We can't say 100% because you never know. But, you know, the 99.999 is plenty. And, you know, as Todd said, you get the SSL cert. That it's not assigned to you, but it's assigned to that feed. So you got the full SSL. So, you know, if you have a service you want your feed to be on and they require SSL and your site doesn't have it, that's a way to add it. I use that in particular with a little news feed that I do that goes out for Alexa. And or for, you know, Amazon Echo and all that, and it works great. It's able to take my feed, gives it the good SSL cert that Amazon likes. I've been playing with it since we've been working on it here for a couple of weeks, and I think it works great. It's very fast, I guess, was the other thing. Some feeds start getting slow over time. And that's, you know, for a myriad of reasons. Well, this thing caches your feed, and then delivers it, you know, rocket ship fast, as Todd said. So you know, that's an advantage. You know, if you're on a shared hosting plan that's not performing like you want, you know, most are doing all right.
Yeah, what we've seen is, like, on some hosts now, Bluehost, a couple of others, they're from time to time they're implementing stuff in their firewall that just is painful to get through, and they're actually blocking Apple. And this would be for, you know, someone that's it really could be almost hosting anywhere, and we have to work for a long time with the hosting providers to get them to stop from blocking Apple. And that's one of the reasons too, is when we find hosts that are trying to be more secure with their websites and unfortunately blocking Apple, we've got a way to work around that.
Yeah, and you know, and it's good for, you know, like, say you started out your podcast on, you know, some service that was either cheap or free, and you know, you don't have much control over everything. This would be a step in the right direction to get control of your feed. And so then later on you can move, and all you do is come over to Mirror, you change the source feed to your new hosting outfit or your new way of generating a feed, and it's seamless to all the directories that you've submitted that Mirror feed to.
And one thing we do want to mention, though, is that there is the, you know, people are going to ask, Todd, you know, you've always said this is control your own feed. And that still applies here with us. And again, this is not a product that everyone's going to need. And but there's going to be use cases where we found where people are going to need some extra help. And here's the beauty about this is the branding on the feed actually improves with Podcast Mirror. Because when the feed loads, there's your logo there. There's actually subscribe tools in the page. And we use a little trick. I believe it's called XLST. And again, I'm not a dev or a web guy at all. But they actually have the ability, with the exception of Firefox and Safari, when the feed, and someone actually loads the page, the feed page, it's actually formatted. It looks like a web page, kind of. And that is a big difference thing in getting that code. So, you've got your branding there, so that it's obviously your show, in your feed. But we definitely are sensitive to that still, because, you know, it's part of our philosophy. But times have changed a little bit, and not our philosophy by any means. But we still see from time to time where podcasters are going to need a little extra help and some tools to put this in place. And this is primarily why we did this. And, you know, for some folks that have been wanting to run our stats that haven't been able to run our stats, that's going to be a solution that's going to be in place here real quick, where they can run our stats. Doesn't matter if they're at Podbean or Buzzsprout or wherever they're hosting at, though. If they want to use our stats bad enough, they'll be able to do that.
Yeah, and we'll have a link to a Mirror feed so you can take a look at the formatting right there in the show notes. But it's really kind of cool. When you load that feed in Chrome especially, and I think it works in Internet Explorer or whatever
it does,
Microsoft's browser is now, and you know, it just formats it up nice, put your logo there, the subscribe links, it lists out your shows that are in the feed down below. There's even a play button and a download button right there. So if people just hit that feed, they can still play and subscribe and download. And you have total control over it. You just log in and you can delete it or change it or whatever you need to do to get off the service if you want to. So you still control it. So, you know, we're like Todd said, it's our philosophy that you control your own brand. But some technical reasons you may not be able to.
Yeah. And this is going to improve the performance of your show, delivery, everything. So again, there's use cases and not everyone's going to need it. You know, I don't think that the feed on my personal site at geeknewcentral.com would need to be moved over here. I don't think so. I will probably do so as a, you know, as a vote of, as a matter of fact, I've got them mirrored already. But as a vote of confidence to show you guys, you know, what can be done here. But, it's a fun product. I'm really, really excited about this. And best thing, it's free. And, we want, you know, folks just basically to make sure that, when you run into these situations where a podcaster is having a little trouble, doesn't matter where they're at, it works with all podcast hosting services. So, this is not just limited to folks that are using Blueberry. And of course, PowerPress, there's going to be some integration, full integration coming. Right now, it's there's just a couple of steps you have to do in PowerPress to implement this, but it's really, matter of fact, it's really, really simple. So anyway, that's Podcast Mirror. You can find it at podcastmirror.com. So what's next on our list, Mike?
This month, we're doing a little giveaway, or actually quite a big giveaway. So for 30 days in December, you're going to watch Blueberry on Facebook and Twitter, and we're giving away a lot of cool gear, microphones, interfaces. I haven't seen all the prizes yet, but yeah, so for the first 30 days of December, we're, you know, already into it a little ways, but every day we're going to be putting out a new prize and some instructions on social how to get in the drawing for each of those prizes every day.
Yeah, Mike, I went through and was given the ultimate fun thing to do, the credit card and the ability to pick what I wanted to pick to give away. And so I picked everything from microphones to mixers to headphones to remote interview recording gear. I mean, it goes on and on and on. So, you know, there's intersprinkled with $60 items, some $500 items, and or $100 items. It's a lot of fun. And so if you go to twitter.com/blueberry or go to facebook.com/blueberry, And you got to visit every day because there's a new giveaway every day. And we're even making it a little more challenging. Sometimes we post that at a little different time, so it doesn't pop every day at the same time. So you kind of have to be paying attention there.
Yeah, and go check that out. You know, every podcaster can use a little bit more gear.
That's right. So Patreon's adding a service fee to pledges. And, you know, one thing that I have... we use Patreon at Blueberry for support of PowerPress, and it's a relatively small campaign. But, you know, Patreon's an interesting service out there. But do you know a little bit more, Mike, about the details on these service fees?
Yeah, what they did was before you just got, you know, they took their percentage. I think it was, 5%. I don't remember. But basically, what they did was change it to where they're doing some sort of a service fee based on the amount, and also, taking their percentage. They're capping it at 5%, or at least that's what they're trying to do. And to be honest with you, I don't quite understand, you know, why it's the big deal it is, but a lot of Patreon users are now looking for something else. I've been seeing it on social.
But I thought they were lowering the processing fee, so didn't it wash out?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because, before they were just taking a straight percentage, and now, you know, potentially you could have a lower percentage depending on, you know, the amount that you're getting every month in pledges, and it's a processing fee. I forget what the exact amount was, but they were, you know, what they said in their blog post was they were trying to cap everything at about 5%. But it just sounds like it's going to be more complicated, but I don't think it's going to cost anymore. New service fee of 2.9% plus 35 cents, and that'll be paid by each of the patrons on each individual pledge. So, you know, the creator is going to get about the same as what they were getting before, it sounds like to me.
Right. But, well, you know, I've always, I started out before Patreon was even in existence, you know, that's my show's been around a long time. And I use PayPal from the very get-go. And it's, I still use PayPal for support. Now, I don't do any special content or anything like that that Patreon supports. But I just have a special page on my website. It's at, if folks want to look at it, it's nothing too fancy. It's geekandcentral.com/insider, where I basically have the ability for us to put I have a scheme where people are at different levels of support, and it's all, and they get something once they donate a certain amount of money. And so I've just done it on my own but using PayPal, and that seems to have never failed me. So I'm pretty happy with that. But anyway, so if you're a Patreon user, or if you're thinking about using Patreon, check out the link that we're going to have in the show notes to this service fee and the changes that's happening over there. So, Mike, we're in the big, big countdown. I mean, it's people are getting pretty excited because we're expecting the imminent release of Apple and their new podcast stats on Podcast Connect, or Podcast Connect. It's with an S, connect.com, because I own, ironically, I own podcastconnect.com, and Apple owns podcast with an S, connect.com. So what do we think? What's going to happen?
Yeah, nobody knows for sure, but it sounds like Apple's going to start releasing the stats data for your particular show right there in Podcasts Connect, or iTunes Connect, or whatever it's called when you finally get there. And, you know, basically what they're going to give you listener data, which, you know, who knows what to expect there. That might be a good news or might be bad news. But it's going to tell you, you know, whether somebody listened to the entire show or whether they dropped out halfway through and all that stuff. And it's only for the podcasts app in iOS 11 or above, I assume, once they come out with iOS 12 next year sometime.
Yep. Yeah, so it's only going to give you this, if you go into your stats at Blueberry and you look and see at your, you know, how many people are using the Apple Podcast app, the percentage, it's going to give you those listener play percentages on, that's the only piece they're going to give. So it's still going to be interesting to see. You're going to be able to look and be able to tell, you know, if people are dropping out, if they make it to the end of the show. It's going to be very interesting to see that data, though some podcasters may be in for a shock looking at that information, but it also gives them the opportunity to adjust. So if you're losing people, if you had a 30-minute show and you're losing people 10 minutes in, then you say, what am I doing at 10 minutes that could be causing people to leave? And it gives you the opportunity there to look, or if they scrub ahead. Let's say they scrub past the first 30% of your show and start it to, at 10 minutes versus starting at zero. Because some people do that for my show. Because my show for the first 15 minutes is a lot of chit-chat with the audience and not a lot of meat. So very, very cool.
I'm curious to find out whether, they're going to report whether you listen to it at 1x or if you listen to it faster. That's been a topic lately on several podcasts, and that would be interesting. And I could see, from the support side, I'm going to get, emails and calls that say, hey, how come all my listeners stop listening 5 minutes in? and I hate to tell you, it's probably your content if that's the case.
Right.
So you take that as constructive criticism if it looks like everybody's dropping out real quick.
One thing, too, to remember is we will not have any of this data in Blueberry Stats. It'll all be on Apple's website. They have not promised. They said they may, but they do not have the API in place for us to pull that data back and into our own systems, at least yet. So we'll see what happens maybe next year if they get that. Who knows? But we do not control what Apple is going to be presenting to you in any way, shape, or form.
as another podcast company's representative said on Facebook the other day, be nice to support. And I agree with that.
That's right.
So
let's talk a little bit about some support stuff. Subscribe links, destination settings, and PowerPress. So you had some questions coming in on that?
Yeah, and I get a lot of questions like that when, you know, someone first installs PowerPress and gets everything all set up and they haven't done much else at that point. They have subscribe links under their player, but they'll generally only have Android email if they turn it on, the RSS, and that's just about it. What controls that, whether those links show up or not, is whether or not you put the listing address to those various services in your destinations tab. And that's what that blank space is for, you know, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and Apple. You know, it says iTunes or Apple Podcasts. And then you also have to turn on those links in the website tab. So it's two places. But that's what controls whether that iTunes button or Apple Podcast button shows up or link.
So just to be clear here, folks, you have to go, you know, in the destinations tab, there's actually the links on where to go submit your shows, number one. And we give you the information, basically your RSS feed link that you'll need to submit to those destinations, which is the same for all. And then once you get the approval or your show is turned on in those locations, and the data they send back to you is what you paste into those boxes. And then, Mike, you said there's one other location that they have to use to switch that on, right? So it's on the website?
Yeah, on the website tab of PowerPress settings. And you have to be in advanced mode to use all this, so make sure you're in advanced mode. And you just have to, you know, tick the boxes for the links you want to show up, and then they won't show up immediately. You have to make sure you put something in the box. And Apple sends you a nice convenient link to your subscription URL. It's a web page of your listing at Apple is what they send you. At Google, Stitcher, and TuneIn, you actually have to go to those services and find your listing and then just copy it out of your browser and put that in there, because they don't send you a direct link in the confirmation email that you've been approved on those services. But you can't turn on the iTunes button until you're actually on iTunes.
Right.
And but you can also tell people until you're approved on iTunes, if they still want to subscribe in iTunes, if you hit the RSS button, that will actually still work on an iPhone. That's a trick. That's a trick. Yeah, it comes up and asks you, you want to open this in News? And you tell them yes, and then it'll go to News, and then News will say, do you want to open this in Podcasts? And then it'll open in Podcasts, and you can still subscribe. So it's still possible to subscribe on an iPhone before you're approved at Apple, but
It's not as clean.
Yeah, if you have that proper subscribe link in the Destinations tab, that link on the website that says Apple Podcasts will take you right there, open it up in Apple, one click, you're done.
That's why that episode zero is important, to be able to get your first say, I'm coming soon, and then basically get that feed submitted to all those locations and get everything turned on, so that the day you do go live and say, welcome to my podcast, then you are basically, you're already in those directories, so that when you announce the site to the world and do your launch, you've got the ability then to quickly support all those subscribe locations, so that you give your listeners a lot of choice on where they get to listen to your podcast.
Yeah, I have a comedian friend out in San Diego that does a podcast, and I just love how he promotes his podcast on his show. He says, if you haven't subscribed yet, come to the website, push the appropriate button, and you will feel a vibration in your pants when we put out an episode. I just love that.
Well, it is true, though, because you get a notification that there's a new episode out. That's a beautiful thing. Yes, a vibration in your pants from subscribing to a podcast. Of course, in this day and age, Mike, we can't say that anymore, or we can end up on the chopping block.
Yeah, I suppose. But, hey, you know, the phone has vibrate mode, you know. It doesn't have to mean anything bad.
That's right. So just want to let you guys know, we're growing here. And so we're looking for some additional help. So if you are a self-proclaimed PowerPress guru, and you know your way around our product line, we want to hear from you. We're looking for a contract support person, and specifically weekends and evenings. We need a little additional coverage on weekends and evenings. We already got a great support team, but we're just a little thin around weekends and evenings. So this, and especially the more West Coast you are, that's almost even better. So, or you have the ability to watch email tickets. Now, this again, it's a contract job. You're responsible for your own hours, and we basically you know, tell you what you're to look for, and then you're kind of like hands off. We don't task you because it's a contract position. We can't do that. But well, there's some rules anyway I have to follow. But I think the key here is that if you're looking for a part-time gig, and you know that you got some hours you can dedicate, and really we do need some. We're really specifically looking for weekends and evenings, and you have to have a good temperament like Mike, because Mike, what would happen if I was going to do customer support?
Yeah, we would we'd go out of business probably at some point in the near future. You know, hey, you know, I have a mute button here, that, so when I'm talking on the phone to somebody, you know, if they're annoying me, I just hit the mute button and scream at them, and it makes me feel better. And I have yet to forget to hit the mute button. So we're
well,
good.
no one annoys you, right, Mike? That does never happen in service, right?
Never.
Hey, I think it reverts back to what one of our competitors says is be nice to tech support, because oftentimes what most people, Mike's the messenger, and Mike's getting the front line, and he's in the back end yelling at the devs or me or one of the other teams, fix this, and you know, so Mike's taking the face shot. So just remember, your good customer support person is just that, and they're there to help. They want to help you very much so. And I know, you know, but we all get aggravated at times. So I think we can also understand that as well.
Sure. And you know, this contract job, you're not going to be on the phone. This is mainly answering email and tickets and whatnot. So if you think you would like to give that a try and you're qualified, you need to know PowerPress and WordPress pretty well. That seems to be a lot of the tickets. And we can teach you the blueberry end, no problem. Email me, mike@blueberry.com.
And you don't need a resume, nothing like that. This is not that formal. Yeah, just reach out, and then Mike will talk to you, and then we'll go from there. But yeah, so exciting. It's exciting to get potentially more team members and people to help us out. And, you know, if you haven't figured it out here, we really, 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 really pride ourselves on the support. And I think that's the reason why we're the only company in the podcasting space right now that has 7-day coverage. And over the weekends, again, it's a little thin. So this is why we want to beef it up. And on the evenings, we want to beef it up so that we can make sure that Mike doesn't have to work 20 hours a day. And matter of fact, I can't work him 20 hours a day. And he needs time away from the keyboard and the phone as well. So we just got to add to the front line and continue to help our team and help your podcast succeed when you need help from us. Mike, there's a webinar, or you did a webinar. What's the story on that?
Yeah, I always do the webinars, usually about every 2 weeks. We do a webinar that teaches you how to take a WordPress site and put PowerPress on it, get it all set up, get it submitted to the directories, and all that. It usually takes about an hour, and like I said, do that every couple of weeks. And I'm taking a little time off. I did one last Thursday, and we'll be doing the next one on January 4th. So at 3 p.m. Eastern, I'll have a link to the sign-up right there. So if you want to go through and, you know, even if you're already podcasting, you know, you might find some little tweaks in PowerPress. And
I've watched it from time to time because I've had to refresh myself on changes that we've made. So I think it's good for people that are existing. You may say, oh, I can do that.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to have another version of PowerPress out pretty soon that's going to add a couple of features, and I will, you know, cover anything new. So it, you know, it keeps that up to date. You know, there is some YouTube videos out there, and I think there's a video on the Create site that is pretty up to date. But you know, those older videos, you know, I think the last YouTube video that I put up was from February. It's still relevant, but when we put out the new version of PowerPress, that's going to have a couple extra features, I'll be able to cover those, and I do that in the webinar, and I usually record those and periodically put one up on YouTube or on the website. So, but yeah, check that out. There'll be a link there on the website for this episode that will have a sign-up sheet for the webinar on January 4th.
All right, folks, that's going to bring us to the end. Of course, definitely go over and check out podcastmirror.com. And if you have more questions about that, you can drop an email to support@blueberry.com asking the team, do you think I need Podcast Mirror? And we look forward to, we've got some big plans for that site. It's really going to expand over time. You know, anytime we launch something, I start, and Angelo and I and the rest of the team, we start building a laundry list of desires of things we want for this. And, you know, we already got people asking for domain mapping and all that kind of stuff too. So while that's not ready, again, this is the first round here, round one, or as Angel liked to say, you know, development cycle number one is complete and delivered and tested by Mike and I and the rest of the team. So we're excited about Podcast Mirror. But don't forget about our Build Your Blueberry campaign hashtag on Twitter and Facebook, and win some cool prizes from the team. And so I think we're also giving away some services too, Mike. So that's important for folks to know as well. But Mike, you got anything else for today's show?
No, other than if you have any comments or questions or something you want us to cover, feel free to email us yourpodcast@blueberry.com. And of course, for support issues, or if you want to become a support team member, give me an email, mike@blueberry.com.
And of course, I'm todd@blueberry.com. And for Mike and I here at Your Podcast, everyone have a great couple of weeks. And I think the next show is actually, let me look at the calendar. Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're going to be able to do one before Christmas. Good. So everyone take care. We'll see you next time on Your Podcast.